ordain and as this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we live in difficult times, and believe me, they're going to get a lot more difficult. But one of the major bulwarks of our nation has always been the Christian faith of our people. Unfortunately, there is a direct attack on that Christian faith, and if you destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, you destroy this nation. And believe me, it is under attack today, and from really sort of an unlikely source. There is a book that is being distributed widely across America. It sold some, 6 million copies or more. It's called The Shack, and it is a very, very appealing story. It's an emotional story. It's an intriguing story, and having read the first part of the book, why you go through it, and you're drawn into it, the story about a man has lost his daughter in a strange accident, and of course there's a mystery there, and you're trying to get to the mystery. And I'm going to let Eric Barger, who's our special guest this morning, tell you the story of the shack. But this is because it is a direct attack on the Christian beliefs of our people, and if you don't understand it, why, you're going to be taken in. I will tell you that. Somebody very, very close to me sent me a copy of the Shack for Christmas because they love me. And, of course, how do you deal with people who really are not discerning enough to understand that we're being manipulated and there are forces out there that would destroy the Christian beliefs of our people? This book is being featured in Christian bookstores. It is being featured by a Christian book clubs. It is being touted in our churches. The largest church in our area hosted the author to come to speak. The largest Christian school in our area, private Christian school, hosted the author to come to speak. He's going all over America, and people are reading this book and they're loving it because it touches them emotionally. In fact, we had Eric on the other evening, and somebody called in afterwards and said, but I was helped by the shack. I mean, this book really had an emotional impact on me, and that's the problem, isn't it, Eric? You go ahead and tell the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, that is the deal right there, that it does touch people's emotions, no doubt about it, especially if somebody's had a traumatic life experience, such as losing a loved one, so on, something like that. And we're not debating that issue, that people might not be touched by something. But what we're talking about is whether this is biblical or not, whether it matches what the Scripture says. And this book is the number one best-selling book in Christianity last year. It sold over 6 million copies. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list, at the top of one of those lists that the New York Times keeps. Some 50 weeks. It debuted at number one. It's just recently gone to number two, and it's been there almost a year. So this is an important topic. It's certainly one that we need to discuss. And I've heard so many times in the past that this is just a novel, and we don't have to worry about it, and, you know, people aren't taking it seriously or taking it doctrinally. But that is not the case. And in the day that we live in today, with so much confusion about what truth is and about what correct Christian thinking is, I think we need to speak up about this. You know, I said this when I was on with you the other night, and I need to repeat it again this morning, that this isn't something that I wanted to pick up and run with. I travel full-time across the U.S. and Canada. I'm on the road some 200 days a year. I'm on the road this morning, by the way. And, you know, I'm speaking a lot, writing on other issues, dealing with apologetics and the defense of the faith. And this wasn't something I wanted to pick up and certainly do a DVD on or write a book about, which I've done the DVD and I'm working on the book. It wasn't what I had in my plans. But the more that this book grew, the more that the shack grew, and the more that I saw what was happening, the influence, especially that the author has in being able to go to large Christian churches and Christian schools and Christian Bible colleges and universities. I thought this has to be talked about. We have to discuss and talk about the lack of discernment that seems to be so prevalent today in the Christian world. The bedrock of the faith of Christianity is under attack today, not necessarily by just the shack, but by a lot of different forces. And there's kind of a perfect storm going on where people have allowed their feelings and, you know, the idea of being enlightened and having spiritual experiences to get in the way of what truth is. Doctrine is not a dirty word, as is being taught in some Christian circles today. What we believe, what we see in the Scripture does count and does matter. And the church needs to come back and begin to test everything by the Word of God. We need only look back in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 3 to see what God believes or what God thinks about discernment. When Solomon didn't ask for riches or didn't ask for power over his enemies or for long life, but wanted discernment, God blessed him with the rest of those things. We need to understand that discernment is an important factor. And we're also warned about what the times will look like in the end days, and I believe that's where we are. That's my personal feelings, and I think that's what the Scripture is teaching us, that the end times will be replete and fraught with false teachings and false doctrine, and it won't be from outside the church, it'll be from inside the church that it's taking place. And so we need to be discerning. This book, The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list week after week after week, number one at Amazon.com, the same at Barnes & Noble, USA Today in their bookseller list, the number one best-selling book in Christianity according to ChristianBook.com last year, sold in Christian bookstores all around us, let alone sold in New Age bookstores and, of course, the secular bookstores. And that should tell us something when we see people like Oprah and others endorsing a book like The Shack. And I know somebody would get excited and think this is a great thing and think that somehow that this is wonderful, that we're making inroads into the secular world. What's happening is New Age influence is making its inroads into Christianity. And when we understand that this book is now being made into what has been deemed a $100 million motion picture, and we don't exactly know when the movie's going to come out. They're not saying yet, but we do know that there is a movie underway. I have seen the trailer to the movie twice because I traveled to Portland, Oregon, and spent 3 days listening to Paul Young, the author of The Shack. And
we're going to be back in just a moment with Eric Barger. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today, and most people don't even know there's a battle going on. The soul of America. We'll be right back.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty. But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Eric Barger, and it's vitally important that people understand the impact this book is having across America. People are buying cases of the book and giving it away. And as you read the book, you're drawn into it. My goodness, a mystery, strange things happening. And then you have to be in quite a ways before, of course, they begin to alter your theology. And there is a basic theology in Christianity, but of course it is totally turned upside down and in this book. And unless you understand that it is designed to change your attitude towards God and the Christian church, why, you're going to be drawn into this. And we are what we read. If we read things that are wholesome and draws closer to our Lord, why, of course, we'll be drawn there. But if we read things that are intended to take us away from our Christian beliefs, why, of course, we raise those questions in people's minds that lead some people to eternal damnation. Go right ahead, Eric.
You know, Dr. Stan, you really hit on it a second ago there. You know, what if the people listening right now, what if their pastor is endorsing this book, or their Sunday school teachers or small group leaders are handing this book out? And I know of churches that are doing large discussion groups about this that go on for weeks at a time. What if a trusted Christian friend, such as the one that you mentioned in your own life, has bought this book for you and given it to you for a gift? What if your kids come home from their Christian school and they've been told that this is a great book and they're going to study it, or there's going to be a reading group about it? The old reliable places that we once thought we could always trust today need to be tested and checked again. Now listen, folks, this is one of the keys right here to what's going on in the Christian world, let alone the book, The Shack. The places I once thought I could always trust. And I'm not nitpicking. You know, people think that apologists are just completely nitpickers, you know, and that we're always out to find the newest demon under the next rock, and that's not the case at all. We're talking about what the basic truths of Christianity are. The central foundational doctrines of the faith are under attack today. I never once dreamed that I would be talking about some of the Bible colleges and some of the denominations and seminaries and so on that I am today in a negative fashion, warning about what's being taught in these particular places. And this is one of the reasons I believe The Shack has become such a popular book, is because people, frankly, are not opening the Bible to test as the Word of God implores us to do, demands that we do. And that's what we need to be doing, is testing everything, as the Scripture says, and holding on to that which is good and avoiding every kind of evil. You know, there is a reason why dozens of Christian publishers turned down publishing The Shack. This is a self-published book, and I believe that many of these Christian publishers today, of course, if they're only looking at the dollar signs, are kicking themselves. But some of them with standards and ethics and principles and scriptural ideas that are higher than their bottom line and their balance sheet, I believe that those folks are still blessed because they didn't take on a book like The Shack. There is unquestionably doctrine being taught by this book. Just because it speaks of a God, a Trinity, or a Jesus doesn't make it biblically sound. Just because it's apparently touched many lives in a very emotional way, and I know this has taken place, and this is probably the main reason why so many folks have bought into this. And you know, a good friend of mine and I were talking about this, and she mentioned to me, she said that, you know, everybody has gone through or will go through some sort of traumatic life circumstance. And I know the older I get, as long as I live, I'm watching, friends and family go through hard times. We've gone through hard times. Everybody's going to hit an emotional spot in their life. And certainly the characters that are built into the Shack touch your emotions, no doubt about it. In fact, Paul Young himself, the author of the Shack, it's a very emotional story to listen to him. And I hurt and pain for what he has gone through. He was the son of a missionary, being raised in New Guinea and being sexually abused by the natives his parents were trying to minister to. But it has caused Paul Young to have a very traumatic experience and have an anger and a bitterness against ministry, against Christianity. He believes his parents let him down. I asked him personally, one of the questions I asked him when I was talking to him, I had a private conversation with him when I went to hear him speak in Portland, Oregon, and I said, have you ever reconciled with your father? And he said, no, and he didn't expect to, and a very painful answer the way he gave it to me. But these people that are allowing the Shack to teach them doctrine are going down a very dangerous path. When we allow our emotions to trump what reason and doctrine tell us, what the Scripture says to us, then's when we get in deep, deep trouble. And again, in these last days, we need to carefully examine any message that comes from God, that claims to be a message from God. This book has many things in it that sound close to being correct. But if you don't know how to examine or don't use the Scripture to examine to see what the Bible says, you'll be in trouble.
I think, Eric, we should point out that we're told in 2 Thessalonians 2 that in the latter days, before the man of sin is exposed, why, there's going to be a great falling away from the church. And of course, there are a lot of Christians that say, well, once saved, always saved, nothing to worry about. But we are told, and if we believe the Scriptures, there will be a great falling away from the faith. And there is a great falling away today. This is the problem. And a lot of people are turning their back on everything they believed before because books like this, and there have been so many other things in the New Age, and Christianity is under attack from all sides, from Oprah Winfrey. They're using television and motion pictures to alter our outlook on the faith, because there is to be a great falling away. There is a great falling away taking place today, and people have to be constantly on their guard. But they have to understand that there are those who hate Christianity, because it is the one bulwark of civilization that they have not yet destroyed. Go right ahead.
Exactly. And when you look at that passage in 2 Thessalonians that you just mentioned, the Greek word underneath the two English words falling away that we see in the King James Version, but the Greek word underneath there is apostasia. That's the word apostasy. And this is what we see taking place today. And I encourage folks to test everything. I want them to test what I preach wherever I go, wherever I am, I'm speaking. I want them to test what I'm saying. I encourage them to test what is being taught in their seminaries and Bible colleges and in their churches, from their pulpits, in their Bible studies, in their small groups. Wherever they go, they need to be testing, and not necessarily be paranoid, but certainly be testing. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and he talks to his son in the faith and says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And then he says, men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, that sounds like a picture of the world that we're living in today. The problem is, Paul's not talking about the world there. Verse 5 tells us that he's talking about the church, or people who have religion. He says in verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So he is not discussing the world itself outside of Christianity. He's warning Timothy what the church will look like in the end of the end days, right where we are today. And then he says, from such turn away. In other words, it's not that we're to dialogue to see how much we have in common. If people don't believe the truth and the doctrines that we have stood on for all these 2,000 years, if they won't come to the truth and refuse to love the truth and so be saved, then Paul says, look out, because the truth is, what happens is if we mess around with false doctrine, it gets on us. and we become a part of that. We become part of that thinking. And so we need to protect our hearts and minds and protect what we believe. Now, you know, just for anybody who's not read the check or not heard what it's all about, I'm going to read from what Amazon.com in their book description says about the shack. Mackenzie Allen Phillips' youngest daughter, Missy, has been abducted during a family vacation. And evidence is that she's been brutally murdered and found in an abandoned shack deep in the Oregon wilderness. For 4 years, her father, Mac, goes through what he calls the great sadness, and then gets a suspicious note apparently from God to meet him back at the shack for a weekend. And so this father, Mac, goes back to the shack and goes in and finds out that God is a large African-American woman, that the Holy Spirit is an Asian woman named Sarah Yu, which is an ancient river in ancient Hinduism, and that Jesus is a Middle Eastern character, yes, but he is so weak he can't skip a rock across a pond. And then the beginning of the doctrines that are taught during the next 100 or 150 pages or so of the shack began to really lay out the doctrines of the emergent church movement. And, you know, it's 80 pages into the book before you begin to realize the doctrinal problems that this book has. But then, slowly but surely, the doctrines unfold. Yet, Dr. Stan, this book has been called by a major Christian author the Pilgrim's Progress for our generation. We've seen the author, Paul Young, on major evangelical Christian TV programs. We've heard him on Christian radio and secular radio. And now he's denying the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ publicly. Yet it seems like no one's willing to stand up and talk about this. The platform that this book has now given to Paul Young to speak the false doctrines that are evident in his theology is shocking to me. And that's why we need to be talking about this, discussing it, bringing it up. And I so appreciate the fact that you're bringing me on to talk about this. It's an important issue. It's something we need to challenge in the day that we live in today. And this is why I took the time out of my schedule. And then if you follow me around, you know I don't have a whole lot of time to give away because of the busyness in my life, in our ministry. But in October of last year, I went to Portland, Oregon. I met with him. I talked to him. I challenged him about some of the beliefs that he has brought out in the book. I've done the research. And it is shocking that we have accepted this as normal. But this is what happens when such a large segment of alleged evangelicals are following the idea that symbolism is more important than what someone might believe, that substance doesn't matter anymore, that doctrine is a thing of the past, and that, results is all that counts. If we allow our feelings to rule us, will allow a lot of things in this world to interfere with the truth. And, it's important, again, that we lock down what the truth is from the scriptures. Paul Young says that there was a lot of religious stuff in his history, and he pursued God and so on. And then he says, this is in Oregon Public Radio last June, he said, it wasn't until bad theology fell away and a relationship opened up that I began to find out that when I reached for the door of the shack, God had been there the whole time. So he believes that this God, this feminine God that's portrayed in a large African-American woman, is the God of the Bible. Yet the scripture tells us clearly that we're never to craft God into the image of a man. Romans chapter 1 is clear on this, and I challenged him about that. And, of course, he kind of scoffs at the idea that anybody would use the Bible to test what he's taught or what he believes. The scripture is clear about it, though, and people, again, like you've mentioned, would say, but I've been helped by the book, and the book touched my emotions. Well, you know what? I believe that atheists get saved during plane crashes, but that doesn't mean that the plane crash is in God's perfect will. It doesn't mean it's what he wants for us. God will use any and all situations, and can use many situations that are outside the sphere of what we would say is in his perfect will. But a book like this that is so popular, that is all over the Christian world, that does talk about a God, does talk about a Trinity, and mentions some of the different things that we see in Scripture, when we allow these kind of things into our life, we've allowed the master counterfeiter to be a part of our lives.
And you know, Eric has put together a wonderful DVD. It's called A Death of Discernment. That's The Death of Discernment. But if you just ask for the DVD on the shack, why, of course, the girls will know what you're talking about. But we think it's important. It's vitally important that you out there in the listening audience understand what's going on, the attack on Christianity. And Eric has done a wonderful job of putting all the facts together for you. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth. Specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Eric Barger. Before I go on, Eric, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with your ministry?
Sure, Dr. Stan. I appreciate that. I guess our website is the best touch point. The website is ericbarger.com, ericbarger.com. And there are several resources concerning the Shack and the Emergent Church on our website as far as articles and information. And, of course, I encourage them to get the DVD through you if they would. The DVD is called The Death of Discernment, How the Shack Became the Number One Bestseller in Christianity. For folks who don't have Internet access, you can call us at 214-289-5244. That's our ministry line, 214-289-5244.
And Eric's written several excellent books, and we've carried these in the past, and we think that his material is excellent. We've recommended it to you. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, give us a call at 970-689-8255, a question on this subject, because it is a vitally important subject. So you pick up the story there. You know, you've actually met Mr. Young, and you've actually talked to him. You've talked to others who've analyzed this. You go ahead with the story.
You know, I think it's an important point to bring up once again that the venues that he is now reaching because of the popularity of the Shack should be discussed. Saturday, March 14th of this year, he was at East Hill Foursquare Church in Gresham, Oregon, which is the largest Foursquare Church in Oregon State. And he made this statement when he was speaking about his tortured past and all the years he spent to overcome his own pain. He told the crowd, and this is a quote, "Praying didn't work, fasting didn't work, reading scripture didn't help." Now, Dr. Sandin, I don't think that's the message we want to tell the world, that praying doesn't work, that fasting doesn't work, and the scriptures didn't help. He says the only hope, the only thing that helped him is when he allowed the God of the Shack to touch his pain.
But that is not the God of the Bible, is it?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. That is not the God of the Bible. Rejecting Orthodox Christian teaching from the Bible is not the antidote to fix anyone's problems. Yes, people are helped by all kinds of demonic things in this world, but it's always the angel of light type thing, where Satan comes as an angel of light trying to grab people and deceive people. That's why the New Age movement, according to Gallup poll, and a poll that was taken many years ago, has 100 million adherents here in the United States. I believe that figure is probably more today. We're told in the scripture to be discerning, to understand that deception will be taking place in the end of the end times. And, you know, Paul Young and the Shack is not without critic, by the way. There have been other critics talking about this. Dr. Al Mohler, who's the president of Southern Seminary, he made the statement that this book contains blatant heresy. Lifeway Books put a warning label on the book. Dr. Michael Youssef, who I've spoken to about this topic, he said about the Shack that half-truths, almost right, outwardly appealing, are far more dangerous than plain wrong and evil. The Shack is a deep ditch that's covered by beautiful landscape. And I concur and agree with that. In fact, I'm going to use that quote in the book that I'm writing about this book. We can all tell that these slasher and horror films are evil. Even the people that love them and go to them know that this stuff is evil. But when something comes along that claims to be of God, that teaches a different Jesus and a different God, a different type of religion, yet claims to be Christian and has its roots or is getting rooted inside of Christian circles, and the author is being accepted from the pulpits of the largest evangelical churches in America and in Bible colleges and seminaries, this is what should be very, very troubling to each of us. Paul warns us in the scripture. He warns the Corinthians that they would accept a different God, a different Jesus, a different spirit that would take place, that would come to them and deceive them. And he's chiding the Corinthians there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 about a different Jesus and a different gospel. And this is what we see. You know, Paul Young was in a discussion group with a doctor named James B. D. Young. Now, don't get the names confused, folks. Paul Young is the author of The Shack. Dr. D. Young is a very scholarly Bible teacher from a Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon. They were in a discussion group, the M3 Forum, together, traveled in and out of Portland together, rode in the car together each week to go to this discussion group. And Dr. D. Young is so concerned about what Paul Young is now teaching that he himself has written some very, very well put together research papers concerning Paul Young's beliefs. I have them linked on our website at ericbarger.com. And Dr. DeYoung, I've met him and talked with him, had dinner in his home. He and his wife are lovely people. He is a solid Christian, and he has become very, very concerned about this. I guarantee Paul Young did not learn about the God of the Shack, didn't get these ideas when he went to Canadian Bible College. I have spoken on two different occasions, once for a week, at Canadian Bible College up in Canada. He didn't get these ideas there. We're not exactly sure where he picked it up, but he definitely picked it up. There's no doubt about it. Even before you open the book, when you see that God is now passing notes to people, you wonder, wait a second, I thought God spoke through the Holy Spirit. I thought he spoke through his word. yet we open the book up and find that God is a large African-American woman, Jesus a middle-aged man, and the Holy Spirit is Surah Yu, an oriental woman who symbolizes creativity. And then we find out that the god of the shack is actually a Polynesian cult. This is from a Polynesian cult. I had a Polynesian pastor in my audience recently back in Missouri where I was speaking, and I mentioned this, and afterward he came up to me, and we began to talk about it. He verified that in Polynesian and Hawaiian religions, there is a figure that closely resembles Paul Young's Papa. Now, Papa is the god character in the shack, Dr. Stan, but it's an African-American woman. So I have trouble talking about Papa and being a female, but this is what Paul Young has done. And in this Polynesian or Hawaiian cult, Papa is the guardian of the spirit realm where the souls of future humans are breathed into existence. This wise keeper, this wise woman, the sacred mysteries of divine magnetism, this is what is said about this Papa character. I asked Paul Young if he knew anything about this Polynesian Papa, and he denied it, said he knew nothing about it. Yet I find that very, very hard to believe, considering where he was raised, what region of the world he was raised in, and how easily accessible this information is, especially on the Internet today. And by the way, Paul Young's idea about God being in the form of a man is much closer to Mormonism than it is to biblical Christianity. And again, Romans 1 completely forbids us to craft God into the image of a man. There are a lot of other doctrinal problems in the book, no doubt about that. But if you think about this, imagine making the Christian proclamations about God if it's in the feminine realm. Instead of you are my God, now you're my goddess. Instead of you are my king, now you're my queen. You're not the great shepherd, you're the shepherdess. And are we the bride or not? You know, if we're the bride and he is the groom, then if God is
We'll be back in just a moment with Eric Barger. Our number 970-689-8255 if you have a question on the shack. One of the most dangerous attacks on Christianity in half a century, and yet most people don't even understand.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado, at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic, lunch, and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hog Sameach.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Eric Barger, and we're talking about the shack. So you go right ahead. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to ask Eric a question, 970-689-8255. But I will tell you that uh, this, book is written to have an impact on your emotions. But, I mean, we can't depend upon our emotions. How are we going to do it? Are we going to make up religion? Are we going to use the scriptures as a basis for it? Because, of course, this book is intent upon undermining our belief in the scriptures. In fact, what was this remark that so-called Jesus had made about, well, most roads don't lead any place? What was that all about?
I'll get us there in just a second. That's right around the corner here, Dr. Stan. You know, I just would say to anyone, in particular to pastors, who think this is no big deal, you may want to reconsider how you're going to dialogue with people who have a complete misconception about the identity of God after seeing this in a motion picture and after reading this in the book. This is a powerful image. In fact, I was sitting here during the break just thinking about the trailer of the movie that I've seen. Paul Young played the trailer to the upcoming movie twice. And thinking about the image of God being a large African-American woman, how will we express to them that God has chosen to present himself in the masculine sense in the Scripture? We cannot change that. No one who understands the Hebrew or the Greek, either one, or Aramaic, would ever begin to say this could be true. But yet this is what is being accepted now in evangelical circles. And that's not the only problem. On page 95 of the book, once the theology begins to be unfolded, Mac, the main character, notices the scars on Papa's wrist. It says on her wrist, but it's talking about Papa. And he assumes these same scars were on Jesus' wrist. Well, what Paul Young is teaching here is what is called Patripassianism, the idea that God died on the cross with Jesus. Now, this is a long debunked heresy. But this is what's being taught in the book, that God died with Jesus on the cross. And it makes you, of course, stop and ponder, who was Jesus speaking to when he prayed on the cross, if God was there dying with him? This also alludes to modalism, but certainly it's Patripassianism. On page 99, it becomes clear that Paul Young's Trinity is not the Trinity. It says, when we three spoke ourselves into human existence as the Son of God, we became fully human. Well, God himself, the Bible says in John chapter 4, that God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit and truth. We do not see God in a physical body, but yet it says here that the three, Father, Son, and Spirit, or in this case, feminine Father, Son, and Spirit, became fully human. It says that the book goes on to say, we also chose to embrace all the limitations this entails. Even though we have always been present in the created universe, now we became flesh and blood, speaking of the Trinity. Just try to make that square with the Scripture. That's all we're saying. Just try to make it square with what the Bible tells us. And I don't think there's any way possible that we can make that square with Scripture. Dr. Stan, you asked a question here a second ago about Jesus. Why don't you revisit that question? I'm looking for the quote right now so I can give it to you.
Well, basically, of course, this idea that, you know, the all roads don't lead to God, you know. In fact, a lot of roads don't lead any place. And, of course, we're told certainly that there's lots of ways to God, you know. You can go be a Buddhist, you can be a Hindu. Well, that, of course, is an apostasy. You know, if you believe in the Christian faith, there's one way to God. That's why we send our missionaries out to try to reach the people in the jungles and elsewhere who've never heard of the Word of God. So, I mean, basically what they're doing is undermining basic Christian doctrine and saying, of course, there are lots of ways to get to God, or some roads don't lead any place. What they're doing is confusing people intentionally. Go ahead.
Well, this leads to the universalism we see in the book. And Paul Young is not a classical universalist. In fact, I asked him point blank, are you a universalist? He denied it. But he is a reconciling universalist. And what that means is he doesn't believe that other religions lead people to God, but he does believe that everybody is already saved, that everyone has been redeemed by the cross, and there's no reason to take on the born-again experience and to believe in Christ by faith. He says, and I'm quoting again from the book, this is, I think, page 182, I'll see here in just a second, those who love me come from every stream that exists. They were Buddhist or Mormons, Baptist or Muslims, Democrats or Republicans, and many who don't vote or are not a part of any Sunday morning or religious institution. I have followers who were murderers and many who were self-righteous. Some are bankers and bookies, Americans and Iraqis, Jews and Palestinians. Then it says, I have no desire to make them Christians, but I do want them to join, I do want to join them in their transformation. Again, these are emergent words right through there. That's an emergent statement. Then Mac, the main character, and this is page 182, by the way, Mac, the main character, asked for clarification. He said, does that mean that all roads will lead to you? Jesus says, not at all. Most roads don't lead anywhere. What it does mean that I will travel any road to find you. Well, all roads do lead somewhere. They either lead to heaven or hell. And it's all based on, do we have the right God? There are many gods, small g, but only one God, who is creator of all things, who is the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a way out of our sins. And believing in universal salvation does not in itself send an authentic Christian believer to hell. If somebody has embraced the idea that because of some emotional reason, because they've lost a loved one or a friend, and they just hope that person is saved, they want that person to be saved so much, that doesn't necessarily send us to hell to have that thought. I encourage you not to think that way, though, because it will send other people to hell. If we don't present the authentic salvation message given to us in the Bible, then we have completely failed on what God wants for the church, what God has given to us to do. The reason that I believe the reason I exist is to share the message that Jesus came to save sinners, that Jesus came to touch the world, that Jesus came to give people a way out. And the scripture is clear that universalism, I mean, certainly Matthew chapter 7, a quick reading of it will tell anyone, says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Jesus said that narrow was the path to him and that he was the only way. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me.
Hey, we're out of time, Eric. God bless. Thanks for everything you've done. We'll look forward to having you on our other program here real soon. Thanks so much.
Amen.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Eric. We do carry his DVD. We think it's important. It's called The Death of Discernment. The Death of Discernment, and it's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There's a lot more to Eric's discussion of the shack, but I commend him for doing the research that I didn't have the time to do in talking to Mr. Young and gathering the information together in a very, very, very well done DVD, The Death of Discernment. If you'd like to get it again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And those of you, of course, who've listened to our programs with Pastor Billy Crone talking about the final countdown. We do carry the final countdown of part one, part two. There are 10 DVDs in it. He has excellent information which help you to understand the events that are taking place, the move towards the world government, the move towards the world currency, the move towards the world economy, the move to undermine Christianity, the false messiahs that are here in the world today, the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land. And whether you like Israel or not, whether you like the Jews or not, God prophesied that they would return to that area in the latter days. The final countdown is an excellent source of information for both Christians and non-Christians, and they're available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Get one or get them both together at a reduced cost. And we do carry other material that Pastor Billy has put out. You can check with our answering service, and they'll tell you about them. We finally got our DVD out called The Financial Armageddon. And, of course, it's a talk we gave, and we've had to put the PowerPoint points onto it. But it really is an excellent source of information. Why are we facing the financial crisis we are today? Who is Barack Obama? Is there an invisible force behind him? What can be done to survive this coming economic collapse, not only of our nation, but the whole world? And why are they promoting it? Well, it's all covered in the Financial Armageddon. It's about 2.5 hours. We really think it's an excellent source of teaching, and hope you'll want to get a copy of it. And there, incidentally, it's an excellent syllabus that goes with that, where you'll actually have a copy of the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt sent to Colonel House talking about what was going on in 1933 and how similar that was to Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank, and stating that the government of the United States had been owned since the days of Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank. And there was even going to be a resurgence of that battle during the Roosevelt administration, only far worse. I mean, you'll actually have the letter there. You'll have the speeches by Congressman McFadden and by Wright Patman, and certainly by Andrew Jackson. You need to have this information, and of course, this will help you to understand what's going on. We have all of my newsletters in this that deal with the financial Armageddon that is going to destroy this nation, designed to destroy this nation. They have no intention of stopping this at all, but they have to give you the impression they're trying. After all, you might suspect what was going on if you realize that they really weren't trying to remedy the situation. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need the talk on the Forbidden Secret and so much more. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get 2 master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora. Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with a mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Senate Democratic leaders are promising to work for a fair and speedy confirmation of President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, but Republicans, worried about judicial activism, say they want to make sure Judge Sonia Sotomayor sees the justice's role as that of an impartial umpire.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee say Judge Sotomayor must prove she is committed to impartially deciding cases based on the law. The panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, says the upcoming confirmation hearings will determine if Judge Sotomayor understands that the proper role of a judge is to act as a neutral umpire of the law, making decisions without regard to personal preferences or political views.
The Supreme Court is making it easy.